Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Coming in on Jhené and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. Thanks to Progressive Insurance, offering coverage options as unique as your business. Progressive covers companies of many sizes and specialties. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. That is ProgressiveCommercial.com. In 4 minutes, give or take a lie or two, I'm going to give you the NFL team that has me the most excited right now. That comes your way, like I said, about 4 minutes here on Jhené and Golic Jr. Plenty of you weighing in on Twitter. Love to see what you have to say at Coleman ESPN about who you're looking forward to the most to seeing this NFL preseason weekend. Got two games tonight. You got Pittsburgh taking on Philadelphia and also New England taking on Washington. The slate of games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For example, Michael Bergeron says, Kyle Pitts, the tight end of Atlanta. I know we're the quarterback nation. I can't wait to see how this guy is going to play because I think he's the next great tight end in the National Football League. I think he's tremendous. He's going to be that Travis Kelce, only a little bit faster. He can make plays against anybody. Smart call about that by Michael Bergeron about, but Kyle Pitts is the one he's the most excited about this weekend. Ryan Holmes says, I think this preseason has potential to be the most entertaining one-to-watch preseason ever. So many people auditioning in key positions to be starters. It will be a great reality show. I said for the longest time that the NFL is the best reality show on TV because even off-season stuff, even stuff off the football field, is going to keep people entertained. It's going to keep people interested. Ryan Holmes, spot on you about this preseason. That's going to be the most entertaining when it comes to the National Football League, especially not having a preseason last year. Keep weighing in on Twitter. The team, player, who has you the most excited this weekend, NFL preseason weekend, with two games tonight and a slate of games over the weekend, hit me up at Coleman ESPN. I'm going to give you this team right now. With all the teams that are having any kind of conversation, that people are having conversations about, this team has me the most excited going into this NFL season. I don't know how the season is going to turn out. I don't know what's going to be potentially befall this team or what's going to happen. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it. The Cleveland Browns have me the most excited about any NFL team going into the regular season, even going into the preseason action, because it's different than 2 years ago with the Cleveland Browns, because when they all that hype, guys on the cover of ESPN, the magazine, Sports Illustrated, giving them love. Plenty of people are saying, man, this Browns team, they're ready. They're going to do it. And I warned people. I said, if they start 0-2, 1-3, how are they going to handle that? They got the fool beaten out them opening day by the Tennessee Titans. And they never recovered. They were never able to get it together. Freddie Kinch, the head coach, was clearly in over his head. And that football team wound up bouncing him out of there when it was all said and done. But this Browns team is different. They got a potentially great defense. Myles Garrett, I think, is going to be in contention for Defensive Player of the Year. They got a secondary that's underrated. They got a great scheme. They can play fast. They can play tough. For my money, they're the best offensive line in football. There are a lot of great offensive lines out there. I'll take that offensive line to Cleveland Browns. And I'll take my chances. That running game with Nick Chubb leading the way and Kareem Hunt, they're going to be really special. Odell Beckham Jr., he don't have the hair anymore. He's not bald like this. You know, it would behoove him to be bald like this because bald men are so smart. But that's another story for another day. But at least Odell Beckham Jr. got rid of the hair. He does not want to be the guy that if things are going wrong, that people look at him and say, hey, Odell, everything was fine before you came back. We hated that you got injured last year, but last year, they were spreading that ball around. They were feeding people. They got two decent tight ends, above average tight ends. Baker Mayfield didn't have the stress about worrying about you not getting the football when you want and not getting the football enough. Odell Beckham Jr. maybe has learned that, hey, it can be about me, but not like this. He does not want to be the guy that if things don't go well in Cleveland, especially offensively, then all of a sudden everybody's going to say, hey, Odell Beckham, maybe you can't play well with others. So that guy I don't think is going to be a problem. But it does come down to Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, he's seen the tea leaves. He can read. He understands. He's got the Progressive commercials. He's got that magnetism, that electricity about him. But he saw Josh Allen get $150 million in guaranteed money. 6 years, $258 million in an extension. He knows that Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, is going to get paid. He's going to get his extension. He saw Dak Prescott get his money in the offseason from the Dallas Cowboys. But two of those guys in his quarterback class got paid or are going to get paid. And Baker Mayfield's like, well, wait a minute. We got a pretty damn good team here. we got a team that we believe can challenge and get to the AFC Championship game and beat Kansas City if they're going to be there or anybody else. Baker Mayfield, he'll play his butt off. That's what he'll do. He'll take any kind of slight for motivation and make that work for him. But seeing Josh Allen getting paid, Baker's like, hey, good for you. My turn. Lamar Jackson's going to get paid for the Baltimore Ravens. Hey, man, well done. Happy for you, bro. My turn. Baker Mayfield is not going to let happen this year in 2021 what happened to the Cleveland Browns in 2019 when they had all that hype and people jumping on that bandwagon saying, this is an 11-win team. They're going to be doing some things in the AFC, and then, bam, crash, boom, nothing. Baker Mayfield seeing that and having that and knowing that if he plays well, it's not going to be so much about a payday. It's going to be about a different day for the Cleveland Browns. I'm excited about this football team. And I know right now, I get it. Browns fans are probably hearing this. I'm Freddie Coleman on Chenea Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 8 and ESPN Plus saying, now that's it. Freddie didn't put the whammy on us. Man, oh man, nobody was talking about our team a little bit. Now Freddie's talking about that's the team he's excited about. That's it. Pack up the truck, Martha. We're not doing anything this year. It's going to be different. We know Kansas City's better with Patrick Mahomes and that team. There's no doubt about that. But if you're the Cleveland Browns and you know what kind of holy, you know what you gave them, almost calling it a comeback, even though you have not been here for years, being relevant in the NFL, you can take that as motivation and say, we're not that far away. They believe that they're better than Buffalo. Right now on paper, going into season in the AFC, I got Kansas City 1, I got Buffalo 2, I got Cleveland 3. And I know Steelers fans don't want to hear this. You're going to have to. Your offensive line's in flux. Right now, you are the third best team in the AFC North behind Baltimore and Cleveland. Deal with it from that standpoint. But Cleveland believes this is their time. They believe they got the defense. They believe they got the offensive line. They believe they got the running game. They believe they got the quarterback. And that coach, Kevin Stefanski, he knows a little something-something about how to coach dudes and coach players. So that excitement should be there. That's the team more than anybody else. I know the Rams got Matt Stafford. They have, for my money, maybe the best defense in the NFL when it comes to them. I know a lot of people are excited about the Los Angeles Rams. Of course, plenty of people are excited to see exactly what's going to happen in Washington with Ryan Fitzpatrick, what's going to happen in the AFC East, because the Patriots are not going to deal with this whole playoff-less team in year two of Tom Brady. But I looked at Cleveland, I said, that's a team that they get the AFC Championship game, whether they're playing at home or on the road, that believe they can get it done. And they got a quarterback that looked at everybody else, including a dude in his quarterback class and another dude in his quarterback class that either got paid or going to get paid. And he's going to say, I'm going to get mine this way when I'm going to have a better team potentially than the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens in my own division. I can't believe I'm saying I'm excited about the Cleveland Browns, but that's the team that has me excited the most going into this NFL season. Keep weighing in on Twitter. The NFL team that has you the most excited right now, and who are you most excited to see this weekend in preseason NFL action? Hit me up anytime you want at Coleman ESPN. The best tweets will make the air here on Chenea and Golick Jr. with me, Freddie Coleman. Anytime a guest stops by to hang out with us, they're here thanks to the Goodyear Hotline. Deshaun Watson finally broke when it comes to the Houston Texans quarterback. That story is next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus.
Chenea and Golick Jr., the podcast.
Field of Dreams baseball happening tonight. Yes, from the movie, New York Yankees take on the Chicago White Sox. Catch the coverage on 7 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN Radio. In 30 minutes, I'm going to ask you, what is your personal Field of Dreams? That's in 30 minutes here in Chenea and Golick Jr. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN Plus. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Always hit me up on Twitter, at Coleman ESPN. It was only a matter of time. It was only a matter of time involving that whole, I don't know if you can call it a situation. It's whatever it has become with the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson, allegations involving the quarterback, lawsuits, no resolution in sight, no seeming when an ending is going to happen. So plenty of people, plenty of parties can move on. I wondered when all this happening, and it's still that unknown out there. He's not on the exemplars of the NFL. The NFL is like, look, there really isn't anything we can do. We can put him on the exempt list, but we just want to stay out of it. We want this to go away and just leave us alone. This situation happened out of our hands. He didn't protect the shield, allegedly, with these 22 allegations of just completely being beyond being a bad boy, involving masseuses and sexual misconduct, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was only a matter of time before something or somebody snapped when you don't know what's going to happen. And you really can tell them to stay home if you're the Houston Texans. You can look at Deshaun Watson and say, you know what, this is not working, Deshaun. We know it's not working. We have not been able to find any kind of resolution. We're not going to fine you for not being here. You don't want to be here anyway. We don't want you here. Just stay home. And whenever we get to something, then we'll figure it out then and move on. But when your hands are tied, when you're the Houston Texans, they were like, look, if he's here, he's here. He's going to be a distraction. He's going to be a distraction. This is what happens when you're an organization and you're in limbo and no one wants to step up and say, this is what I believe is good for the team. Telling him to stay home. Tell him not to be a part of the organization, an organization that he does not want to be a part of. Anything to do with football and not to do with football. And today, Deshaun Watson snapped. Minding his business, going to practice, and he had enough. Snapped at people that were around him, saying, what's going on? It's the same thing every day. Why are you following me? Deshaun Watson, what did you expect? Houston Texans, what did you expect was going to happen? That as long as he's around, he's not issuing a statement, the team is just trying to go along with their business, they got him as a glorified safety, playing in a defensive backfield because they don't want him anywhere under center. He's not going to make the trip for the preseason game. What did you expect was going to happen if you were the Houston Texans? What did you expect was going to happen if you are Deshaun Watson when you can't do anything until something is going to go down regarding these allegations and lawsuits? And who knows when that's going to happen? Who knows if we're ever going to get to anything like that? During the regular season, before the regular season, we all know better. Situations like this, they take a long time to process. They take a long time to get to an ending. And we're not probably even close to the middle involving this with Deshaun Watson and his alleged off-the-field conduct. So he finally snapped. He said, why are you following me around? It's the same blank every day. And if you're the Houston Texans, now you say, okay, what? There's nothing you can do about this. He's there. He's not going anywhere. He's not backing down. And that's going to be that. I mean, don't take my word for it. You can hear the frustration and the sort of anger and irritation in his voice.
Why y'all always filming me every day? It's the same.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that long ago. Wasn't that long ago when this team had a 24-0 lead in the playoffs against Kansas City, a same Kansas City Chiefs team that went on to win the Super Bowl that year. The Houston Texans were just destroying them at home. And ever since they lost that 24-0 lead, ever since they lost that lead, it has been what in the name is going on and off the field with the Houston Texans. Andre Munford hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, saying he saw the video earlier that was posted this morning. He says Deshaun Watson did not break because of his situation. He has a valid point. It's the same thing every day when he's at training camp. Cal McNair, Cesario, Cully, and Texas organization have handled this situation horribly. Andre, I'm with you in the last part about how they handled this situation horribly because they are the worst-run franchise in sports right now, the Houston Texans. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind about that. I'm with you at the second part of what you had to say. But he did break because of the situation, because this situation is because of Deshaun Watson. Whether you believe or don't believe, the situation is there because of Deshaun Watson. He has proclaimed his innocence through his representatives, through his attorneys, but yet those lawsuits are still out there. Those accusations are still out there. Those allegations are still out there. So he did break because of the situation that he is involved in. You don't have to say it's him, but it is his situation. and he's going to have to find a way, if he's guilty or innocent, to go on with his life. And that's not happening anytime soon. That's why I believe that he broke, because he wants this to be over as much as the Houston Texans want it to be over, but it's not going to be over, probably not until 2022. And even then, if he's frustrated now, if he's aggravated by this now, I got news for you, Deshaun Watson. It's only going to get worse, especially these lawsuits are going to take hold. And it seems like they are regarding you and this situation that shows no end when it comes to Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans, allegations, lawsuits, and everything else. I just got one word for that. Yikes. Houston Texans. It wasn't that long ago. They had 24-0 lead against Kansas City. And not even 2 years later, here they are. And that they are is not getting better anytime soon for the Houston Texans. Thanks for joining me, Freddie Coleman, on Chanae and Golick Jr. presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm going to ask a former player his thoughts, not about Deshaun Watson. I think we've had enough of that for a lifetime. But I'm going to ask a former NFL player his thoughts on a 17-game NFL schedule and how the coaches are going to have to handle that. That's next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN+. If you want to get in shape but you're having trouble staying motivated, make 5-hour energy shots part of your lifestyle and get the energy boost you need to get fit. You always know where to find 5-hour energy shots, right at the cash register at nearly every convenience, drug, and grocery store nationwide. Or you can go to 5hourenergy.com today and use promo code GOLIC to receive 10% off your order. That's the number 5hourenergy.com, promo code GOLIC for 10% off. This offer cannot be used with other promotions. Code is not applicable on subscription orders.
Janae and Golick Jr., the podcast.
Freddie Coleman on Janae and Golick Jr., presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. We got two NFL preseason games tonight, Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh and Washington versus New England, kicking off a full weekend of NFL preseason football. Always good to talk football. My man Marcus Spears, who played in college, played in the NFL, does a great job all over the place on NFL Live, get up as an NFL analyst. He is here thanks to the Goodyear Hotline. Hit my boy on Twitter at mspears96. Marcus, I talked about this with the 17-game regular season happening this year in the NFL and three preseason games and less practice time. How do you think coaches are going to handle that in the NFL?
You know, the old school in me, Freddie C, is saying that they hate not being able to have as much work in the offseason. I think you just got to be smart, man. But the issue with football has always been you don't know which week early will come back to bite you.
Right.
And when you're trying to manage a schedule, especially going up to 17 games, and you're thinking about players, you know, obviously Tom Brady comes to my older players, Ben Roethlisberger, you actually would prefer stack up wins early and be able to give those guys a back end of some games that have no implications potentially on where you are. But the problem is, man, you know, even though a game is added, people would think you would have more margin for error or an extra team added to the playoffs. But the seeding becomes important. Where are you going to be? Do you want home field advantage? All of those things are conversations that coaches have to have in their staff meetings about, you know, what guys will play at particular points of the season, how many plays guys get throughout the course of a season. So it's a lot of factors that weigh in just from the football standpoint of it. Having older guys and making sure that they can go and roll successfully through a 17-game season. So that's less practice in season. That's trying to manage guys during the preseason. You know, it was a foregone conclusion when I was playing. Everybody was going to play in the preseason.
Right.
It was not going to be majority of the players, whether you were a star or not, you were going to get a series or two. Now, they weren't going to go crazy. But now, you know, with just everything, man, with how the game has evolved, what we know about medical now, what we know about take Dak, for instance, taking reps off of his arm, even
sure,
if he didn't have this situation. Green Bay is taking reps off of Aaron Rodgers' arm. So I think all of that involves how you manage it. But you know, the old school coaches, you know, Freddie, you've been around long enough. They want practice every day, two times a day. They want you at the facility 10, 12 hours. They want to know where you're at all times. And that's just not the reality of it anymore because of the evolution of the game, but also players doing a better job of taking care of themselves when they're away from facility.
I'm a big believer, Marcus, and I said this about an hour ago, that if I was part of the NFL Players Association, if I was Damaris Smith, if I'm going to sign off on 17 games in the regular season and 3 games in the preseason, I would have said, okay, if we're going to do this, then we should have a 55-man roster the day of the game and a 60-man roster for practice during the week. What are your thoughts on that?
You're thinking perfect. Like, you know, it goes along with lessening the load on the guys that's actually performing. And Fred, let me give people, because that's a great point you bring up. Let me give people insight, because I think sometimes, you know, it gets convoluted and you think it's a million guys on the sideline at a football game. For the people that are fortunate enough to go see games live, if you ever pay attention to the sideline, it's not a lot of football players
right
on the sideline. You know, if you look at when the offensive unit is out there and you take a look at the defensive end where the guys are sitting down and we getting prepared, we looking at clips and all of that to keep going, it's not a lot of guys. I remember that exact feeling when I went to see my former teammate Michael Clayton play when he was with the Tampa Bay Bucks against the New Orleans Saints. And I was looking at the sideline like, man, you know, you go to an LSU game, you got 90 players dressed or whatever. You go to an NFL game, it looks like it's 15 guys when one unit is on the field, left right on the sideline. So, yes, you are correct, man. Defensive line, you know, you want to bring 7 to 8. Offensive line, you want to bring 7 to 8. Even sometimes coaches manipulate it where they can get 10. You know, you got swing tackles. You're trying to be prepared for losing guys during a game. I mean, I've been a part of game. We played the Washington football team when I was playing, and we lost 2 D linemen, bro. We had 4 guys that had to roll for like 3.5 quarters.
Wow.
So yes, to your point, yeah, they should add to the roster with the implementation of an extra game. They should add to the practice squad. They should add to more guys that can practice for sure. Because look, the reality is this, Freddie, right? Like, a lot of people on the outside look at it and say, hey man, it's just one more game. Dude, by the time you get to game like 7 in the NFL, bro, you beat down. And a extra week before the playoffs start feels like 5 compared to that 16 week and it being ended, and either you're not going to the playoffs or you get that time before your playoff game. And I know, you know, people will say, man, ain't that big a— yeah, it is. Why you think it was so much contention about the damn thing? Because it's a big deal, man. 4 more quarters, you know, averaging, you know, you may get it obviously the increase of injury, you get 60, like people look at it as one game, but Freddie, I know we're getting technical, an extra game for a player may be 60 or 70 snaps. And that's how we look at it as football players. We don't look at it as, well, it's an extra week, it's extra money, it's an extra check. We look at 60 to 70 more opportunities to get your knee blown out. So that's the difference, man.
Wow. Great stuff by my man Marcus Spears. Great follow on Twitter, MSpears96. ESPN NFL analyst joining me, Freddie Coleman and Chenan Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio. You also, as I mentioned, All-American college football playing at LSU. How much do you think college football coaches are looking at a 17-game NFL regular season when we know a 12-team playoff is going to happen sooner than later, Marcus, in college football?
Freddie, I take solace in the fact that the name, image, and likeness was passed. Because you know me. I've been speaking the death of amateurism in college football has long been over. They just finally wanted to acknowledge it.
Right.
The second thing is, yeah, these college coaches are paying very close attention and having to manage things differently as well. And especially when you get, you know, I speak particularly for the SEC, the grind and the level of competition as well matters. You know, in college, man, usually when you're not like Clemson, right? Take Clemson, for example, and I'm not trying to beat up on the ACC, but Clemson is going to have games where they can get guys in that won't play the majority of the season.
Right.
They'll have four or five of those games where you can play backups and you can get by with those guys and you can get guys out early. Not saying Dabo does that, but he has the ability to do it and still win the football game because they're so important. But, you know, other conferences, other leagues, when you start talking about a 12-team playoff, and now you got Texas and Oklahoma that's going to join the SEC, that's more level of competition. That's more physicality. So, man, how they manage it, Freddie, I would love to have an answer, but I want to see, you know, and I reach out to the greatest one to ever do it as far as evolving and figuring out a way to gain advantage on competition in Nick Saban and try to find out if any way he's going to go about it whenever it's implemented. But I couldn't imagine doing it the same way, knowing that you have that coming in order to win a national championship.
Real quick, I believe this is going to be the greatest college football season we've seen in the last 10, 15 years because of what happened with the pandemic last year, NIL being involved is going to get more cutthroat. And especially, I know Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, the road through college football championship runs through those four. But it's going to be so competitive this year, Marcus. What about you?
I do. I believe so too, and one of the reasons is you have this undertone of opportunities to get into the playoffs. So teams are making a big push to, you know, continue to build and look better. Right? We had the UCFs. We had the teams like that who didn't get a chance to get in.
Right.
But the expansion will cause a sense of urgency. And then when you think about Freddie last year with no fans in the stands.
Yeah.
Or not having stadiums to full capacity, not getting that real live energy and emotion of a game. And, I, that's why I complimented these players tremendously for being able to play, not only through a pandemic, but, man, you know how weird it had to be to play in empty stadiums,
man.
Like games that really mattered, and they perform well. Now, with that being said, we got to have reality. It's bad right now in some of the southern states.
Yeah,
with the Delta variant and COVID. So all of those things have to be brought into the fold. But to your point about the level of play and what we expect to see, I'm right along with you. I expect to see high competition. You got off season. You got but in that mix, these guys are going to have to be smart. They're going to have to get to these games without COVID breaking out. You got individual players that's going to have to be protected against not being, you know, not and as hard as it is, man, to not get it and be diagnosed with it. Those things are still prevalent. And I think we're so excited about the season. We're so excited about football being back. But you know me, the realist, bro, like it's got to be all of those things got to be into account. But if we can get to that point, where we got real live games with 70, 80, 100,000 fans, and these players finally get that juice and energy back in these stadiums, I'm right along with you, man. We might see one of the best we've seen in a long time.
I heard you need a baseball team, and two Philly fans who Charmaine nameless, Cliff and Chris A., were saying that the Phillies should be your team. Marcus, I've known you longer than those two clowns have known you. Don't join the Philadelphia Phillies bandwagon. Don't do it, please.
Bro, listen, bro, first of all, man, I played in Dallas, bro. What the hell I'm going to do cheering for any team in Philly? That's number one. The second thing is I've been talking to Jeff Passan. Like, I'm going to share this at some point. Me and Jeff Passan has sent me the origins of these teams, ownership, the players. And I follow the game because my son plays, and I was a fan of the Braves growing up.
Right.
So I've been kind of inching to go back. But I cleared the deck, man. I literally have no allegiance to a team. I'm from Louisiana. We don't have a pro team. When I decide what team I'm going to follow, I'm going to be fanatical about it. So as much as everybody excited about when I'm going to determine what team I'm going to follow, I'm going to be just as nauseating as a fan. So enjoy the time where I have absolutely no clue about what team I'm going to follow, but I know they're going to hate how much I celebrate and enjoy when the team that I decide to follow to do well. And then this too, Freddie, I know for the sake of time, I don't want to jump on a bandwagon, bro. I don't want to be a part of a team that's already got it all figured out,
right,
that's doing well. I'm a huge Mookie Betts fan. Mm-hmm. I know Magic Johnson is part owner of the Dodgers. It would be easy because I love Magic, and he's given me love and showed me love before.
Right.
But I got to make a conscious decision to follow a team that I'm really going to follow instead of jumping on a bandwagon.
That's why you're smarter than the average bear, brother. Always appreciate you, Marcus. Talk to you soon. Take care.
My brother, appreciate you.
Oh, great stuff by Marcus Spears, ESPN. Not just NFL analyst, but football analyst, like I mentioned. Great follow at mspears96 on Twitter. Joining me, Freddie Coleman on Chennai and Golic Jr. Thanks to Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. What is your personal field of dreams? We got Field of Dreams baseball happening tonight between the Yankees and the White Sox. But what is your personal field of dreams? We'll go around the room, and I'll share mine as well if you keep it here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Coming on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. Don't forget about Field of Dreams baseball style. It's a regular season baseball style. AL battle tonight, the Chicago White Sox taking the New York Yankees in Iowa, not too far from where they filmed Field of Dreams in that great state. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I'm going to go around the room with my boys T-Money Travis, Chris A., and Cliff. Their personal field of dreams, it could be seeing a player somewhere, it could be seeing a team somewhere, it could be seeing anybody anywhere. I'm going to start with Travis Rocco because he is my Ohio State source. So I got a pretty good idea where he might go as your personal field of dreams, T-Money, but what is your personal field of dreams?
So I would say the shoe, but I'm going to go throw you a curveball, and I'm going to go to West Point for a football game.
Oh, Mikey Stadium. Well done. Well done. I mean, Army football, they may not be big time, but on the banks of the Hudson, if you've never been there, especially go in October when the foliage is turning over, it's fantastic. You will not regret that. Not at all. Good choice. I like that. All right, Chris A., your personal field of dreams.
We have the B-roll ready.
Okay.
Penn State, whiteout, nothing. Nothing beats it. It's the best. Whiteout at Penn State.
Actually, a lot of things beat it. They have a losing record during whiteout.
But that's fine. Wow. There's no environment
wow.
like the whiteout at Penn State.
I just like the fact that Travis is a Big Ten aficionado like he is in your league. Couldn't just wait to shoot that down.
It's very annoying because I really can't clap back at Travis.
You really can't.
I just can't at all.
No.
Can't at all.
No, you cannot. Wow. You got to have a winning record to have a whiteout. Travis won. Chris ate nothing from that standpoint. I've been to a game at Penn State. It's a great, at Beaver Stadium, a great place to watch a game. I've not been there for a wideout, so I might have to do that when it's said and done. Big Cliff, what's your field of dreams?
Listen, you got to take me back in the day, back in the 90s, in the 700 level where it was grimy at in Philadelphia. Take me to the vet.
Wow.
Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
Reggie White. Okay. The Phillies. John Kruk.
Santa Claus getting stuff thrown at him.
Yeah, take me to the vet, man. Take me to the vet when it was crazy in there. There's a jail in there. Throwing some touchdowns in there. Those are the dog, Buddy Ryan,
yeah.
Putting the dogs on people. Take
God
me to the
you.
Vet.
Put it this way, as a New Yorker like I am, I've been to a couple of games, the vet, to quote the great Forrest Gump, it smelled like cigarettes. I mean, I walked on the field at the vet. I could not believe they played games in that stadium. Seriously. That thing was harder than concrete playing at the vet. And it smelled like cigarettes. From that standpoint. For me, my personal field of dreams, it's no longer around, Rosenblatt Stadium. I've never got a chance to go see the College World Series there before. They have the brand new stadium that's fantastic, Omaha, Nebraska, but that would be my field of dreams, either to hit a baseball there or just to go see a game there, Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha, Nebraska was still around. Field of dreams tonight, White Sox versus the Yankees, 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Let us know your personal field of dreams. Hit me up at Twitter at ColemanESPN. That is at ColemanESPN. So here's the deal when it comes to the National Football League. We got two preseason games tonight. Who are you most excited to see this NFL preseason weekend? That's next on Chitne and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chitne and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.